They are problems that have lingered for a long time. They are problems that have come down with the generation from hundreds of years ago, at least 200 years ago, to present time. The problem of trying to establish ourselves as a people, as a community, the problem of trying to establish our family and community life.
I say, when that child goes to school, It is expected that that child is already humanly sensitive. That child is already having good human behavior. That child is already respecting things that should be respected. People and valuable. So it is expected. Now the child has a limit, but we expect within that child's limit a certain amount of intelligent behavior has already been formed. It was formed at home. Since I have been addressing you as your representative, we can see that we have strayed from home discipline when I became your leader, or at that time. And there was a need to bring back good home life discipline. And we stress that. We stress the need for us to be sensitive as human beings, to be sensitive of the needs of each other, to have wholesome feelings, healthy feelings, wholesome and healthy attitudes, and that the only thing that could bring us into that was something that we respected above ourselves. Allah, the one Lord. Faith in Him. And on the basis of faith, we began to control. On the basis of faith in Allah, faith in His way, we began to control. And we became a more disciplined people. We became a more sensitive people. We became a people with better thoughts. In spite of what they have said about the community relaxing its morals, we will still hear, we will know the truth, who were here before Sylvia now, we know that the morals of those people who were really upright before manifest during a period of honesty. We call for a period of honesty, where people were trusted with their own individual lives, and were not policed by captains and lieutenants. And during that period of honesty, we saw in people what was in them all the time. But we know that the majority began to feed on ourselves. And the majority waited and was patient because they felt that the man is bringing us to a new life. So they waited patiently. And they got their new mind, and with their new mind, they were able to see that this new man doesn't smoke. The son of Elijah Muhammad doesn't smoke. The son of Elijah Muhammad doesn't drink. The son of Elijah Muhammad doesn't use narcotics or drugs. The son of Elijah Muhammad doesn't flirt with women. The son of Elijah Muhammad is a decent, well-disciplined person. And they understood with their new mind that this man is really about continuing the good life. There was a necessary phase to bring us closer to home. Dear my Muslims, to progress, we have to have being. Somebody has to be able to see right.
Right.
We know when we first open up our eyes and we don't know the surroundings, we open up our eyes with a concern for our safety, don't we?
Right.
First thing you all know is how it's traumatized to feel. If I wake up and I don't know the surroundings, I want to know how am I secure. Isn't that nature?
Right.
So shouldn't we be that way? Nothing wrong with being that way. And that's what this world is for us as a people. It puts us in a situation that deprives us of the ability to know our circumstances. And we're just moving like blind folks. We're filling our way into the next day, into the next month, into the next year. We don't have a clear direction. We don't have a clear focus of all the circumstances that's working on our lives. Do we? No, not as a people. So I say we need to wake up, and the first thing we need to do, open our eyes and realize that we have to be concerned about our security. And anyone who feels insecure also says that there's some negative, some danger, some trouble somewhere. And this is true. This is reality. Now, dear beloved people, we're talking about here progress, the need for progress, and how to be perceived. And first, we need dignity. The human being is free. And when he becomes conscious, conscious eyes open up. Which tells us that vision is the beginning of consciousness.
That's right.
We want to see.
Right.
And the concern for one's own security. Now, here are our people, at this point, we want to establish that this society that we live in, called the United States of America, that this society is a free society, and freedom is a loaded pistol as well as an opportunity for advancement. Freedom also presents many dangers. Many dangers. So we are concerned to avoid the danger. We want to make progress. We have to identify the enemy. And I'm not speaking as a fiery militant. I don't know what he is. I've never been one. I'm speaking as a human being. In this situation, with you. Now, we have to be able to identify our enemy among people, our enemy among influences, our enemy among operations, among functions, among institutions. The environment holds security in it also. Present obstacles and hold danger. So, dear beloved people, we have to be able to identify what we are at war with. Do you know most of us can't identify what we are at war with? So we are losing, suspending unnecessary energy out in combat with forces that we shouldn't be fighting. We're sending enemies in combat with each other, with a member of the family, with your brother, your sister, your cousin, or your aunt, or your uncle, or your father, or your mother. The enemy is the person, the thing, or the influence that works against the good progress of our life. That's the enemy.
So we can't just ignore that reality. We have to consider that there are a lot of people living in this country that live off their scholars who are here, that don't necessarily support us or befriend us, but they are not offended. They are not really accusing us of something our good part.
Yeah.
in the Word of God. Faith in the Word of God. Faith in the sacred book. And I tell you that people can live and not have their own spirit. And if you don't have your own spirit, how can you have your own life? Yes, huh? So here's a lot of people, we come to this point now, the second point of this address, is that we need our own spirit. To have our own spirit, we have to be able to identify what is the purpose of our being here. You know, getting some money, economic success for us, it was involved in long time ago. Because many of us, we go and we do very well in that money. We do very well in this. We do very well in business and finance and school. But when we take that out of the street, it's another story. So that tells us that it's not purely a business problem or a financial problem for us or an economic problem for us, but our but we can't get in the habit of calling it a food. We use a name. Hey, man, And the things that trouble most spirits don't trouble his spirit.
you can just accept that. Right away, you have physical land of your living home. And you say, well, I know. Holy crap.
Let me bring some of my life to you are now a sufficient. And in that form, I can't make sufficient for everything. You should know what I mean.
Thank you.